Lori Loughlin and husband plead not guilty in college admissions bribery scam. By Alana Durkin-Richer for the Associated Press in Boston. Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli pleaded not guilty Monday to charges that they paid $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into the University of Southern California. The couple is among 50 prominent parents, athletic coaches, and others charged in a sweeping college admissions bribery scam that has embroiled elite schools across the country, such as Stanford, Georgetown, and Yale. Loughlin and Giannulli filed court documents Monday waiving their right to appear for an arraignment and entering not guilty pleas to the two charges against them. The judge granted their requests, meaning they won't have to show up at Boston's federal court to be arraigned. 33 wealthy parents were charged last month in what authorities have called the biggest college admissions case ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. They're accused of paying admissions consultant Rick Singer to rig standardized test scores and bribe college coaches and other insiders to get their children into selective schools. Loughlin and Giannulli are charged with paying bribes to have their daughters designated as crew recruits to USC, even though neither of them is a rower. Authorities say Loughlin and Giannulli helped create fake athletic profiles for the teens by sending Singer photos of their teens posing on rowing machines. After their older daughter was admitted to USC, authorities said Giannulli, whose Massimo clothing had long been a Target brand until recently, sent Singer an email with the subject line, "Trojan Happiness," thanking him for his, quote, "efforts and end result." Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky on the sitcom Full House, and Giannulli haven't publicly addressed the allegations against them. Their daughter, Olivia J. Giannulli, a social media star who has a popular YouTube channel, was dropped from deals with cosmetics retailer Sephora and hair products company Tresemme after her parents' arrest. Prosecutors last week added a money laundering conspiracy charge against Loughlin, Giannulli, and more than a dozen other parents who are still fighting the case, increasing the pressure on them to plead guilty. Several other parents who were indicted alongside Loughlin and Giannulli have also filed court documents entering not guilty pleas. Each of the charges Loughlin and Giannulli faces call for up to 20 years in prison, although first-time offenders would only get a small fraction of that if convicted. Fellow actress Felicity Huffman, who starred in ABC's Desperate Housewives, and 12 other parents announced last week that they have agreed to plead guilty to a single charge of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Huffman is scheduled to appear in Boston on May 21st to enter her plea. Prosecutors have said they'll seek a prison sentence on the low end of 4 to 10 months for Huffman, who was charged with paying $15,000 to boost her daughter's SAT score. On Friday, a former Florida prep school administrator pleaded guilty to taking entrance exams for students, or correcting their answers, as part of the scam. Prosecutors have said they'll seek between 33 to 41 months in prison for Mark Riddle, a Harvard graduate who oversaw college entrance exam preparation at IMG Academy.